But just before the news, I was asking you what you thought of an email we got in from a listener who's in her 60s. She's got a big family event coming up. She's looking at the laughter lines around the eyes and around the mouth, and she's thinking of having some work done. 53106, what do you think about that? You can also call Ciara 1890 453106. You can tweet us at Lunchtime Live NT or at Ciara Kelly Doc, or you can email us at lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. And Eve is on the line. Eve, what do you have to say to this lady?
Good afternoon, Ciara.
Good afternoon to you too.
I would be the same vintage as that lady, and I think definitely go ahead with it.
Go on.
Something that makes you feel good about yourself is positive overall. I think, you know, we all put hair colour in and we all try and improve how we look. I haven't had any work done yet. That's not to say I won't in the future.
Yeah.
And definitely.
What would you say? And I'm not arguing with you, I don't care what anyone does. Let them do whatever makes them happy. But what would you say about people who say, she's in her 60s, she's lived a full life, she's got, you know, the laughter lines and all that are just a sign of a life well lived, and beauty comes from within, and all of those types of things. What would you say about that?
Oh, no, I think that's ridiculous. As they say, 60 is the new 40.
True.
Get on with it. Get out there. Make your back splash. Go to the gym. Keep fit. You've heard all the aging Matilda on all the aging programs, and it's all about being out there and feeling good about yourself.
You said, Eve, that you haven't had anything done, but that you haven't ruled it out. Have you thought about it? Are you just thinking about it now because you heard our listener, or have considered it?
Oh no, I have considered it, Ciara. I've had a look around, and I have considered. I was with a friend in London. In fact, I was going to get an assessment there, and I've looked at having something done here as well, just having little laughter lines done.
Yeah.
Yes, I would consider it. I haven't got around to doing it, and that. But you know, when I put on my reader glasses and I say, "Oh my God," that's when you see the lines really. So you know, I wouldn't rule it out at all. It's something I haven't done yet. But
is there a reason why you haven't done it yet? As in, you don't know what to get done, or you're a bit nervous, or?
No, I wouldn't have had the spare cash, Ciara, in the future I will have. So it's not something that I rule out. I mean, you know, if you're looking well, if your hair is coloured, if you've got nice makeup on, it only does so much, really. So if you did feel, I mean, there are days that we all feel very old, no matter what age you are.
True enough.
And
most days,
you know,
to be fair.
Yeah. I'm not a smoker, I'm not a heavy drinker or anything else, and that. So, I mean, I've been lucky so far, but I still have lines, and, you know, I like to have that nice, taunt-looking face that we all have when we pull it back a bit in the morning, you know?
I do. And yeah. If you were going to have something done, have you something in mind to have done? Have you looked into whether, like this lady is talking about fillers, is that what you'd be talking about too? Or do you have any other advice for her about different types of work?
The only thing I've looked into was Botox. Now, I didn't look into fillers. I would be very clear on who I'd go, obviously, to have it done with, that they'd be registered. And that's to be a medical person, not kind of some beauty parlour nearby where somebody is just...
Here in Ireland, they're not allowed to do it in beauty parlours unless it has to be done by a doctor. That's not the law everywhere, but that's the law here for people.
Yeah, I'd be fairly, I'd do a good look around and personal recommendations, and maybe some friend of ours who has had work done. I mean, I've had a friend who's had work done, he's male, and, he would be younger than myself, and he looks brilliant.
What's he like? Because you don't hear very much about men having
work
done.
He's in his 40s, and he's had work done. He's very much in the public eye in his job. And that, and he looks brilliant. As he said himself, you look like you've had a good night's rest.
Very good. You don't have to tell us who he is, although you could tell us if we know him. Does he work in News Talk?
Oh, no, he doesn't work in News Talk. this guy works, he lives in the States, but he was actually in London at the time.
And
he's a very, very close friend of mine.
And what did he have done?
He had Botox done.
Okay.
And a lot of his friends had as well.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Yeah, and...
Look, I wouldn't be judgy on this at all. And as you say, people dye, myself included, dye their hair and do all sorts of things to try and make themselves look better or you know, the best version of themselves. I don't think this is much different.
No, not at all. I would just say to that lady, enjoy the celebrations. Go have it done. Go on a recommendation. I think that's very important. that she checks out who she's getting it done with and that she sees some work that they've done already.
Yes, yes, indeed.
And that it doesn't look ridiculous.
And if you walk in and they look peculiar in the place you're going to, you know the way you can walk into places and people look like they have a mad trout pout or whatever, maybe that's not the place.
Oh, yeah. I think, if they're a good practitioner, they might recommend somebody, or they might say chat to, they'll all have recommendations of women within the same age group that would have had work done. And they'd probably say, oh, look, this is this lady. And sometimes, if that person will speak to her, that's even better. I'd be very, very, that would be the main point, the thing with me, is that I have a personal reference, really.
Yeah, no, that sounds like very good advice, even, and actually quite encouraging. Thank you for that indeed. Audrey is also on the line. Audrey, what would you say to the lady who emailed us in? Do you think she should press ahead, or do you think, you look great as you are?
I think she should go for it.
Go on, tell me why. You're very welcome.
Well, I've done it.
Have you? Go on, tell us.
I've had Botox, fillers, that kind of stuff done. And if you can fix what you're not happy with, or you want to look a little bit better, why not?
And are you happier with how you look post-Botox and fillers than you were before the Botox and fillers?
Well, it wasn't that I was completely unhappy. I had lost 10 stone.
So holy moly! You'd lost a whole other human body weight. Good Lord,
yes,
well done.
Thank you. I had a gastric band, so that helped things along.
Yeah.
So I had, I had had a few things done to make myself look slightly better.
Okay.
And like with fillers and Botox, it just gives you slightly more confident because things drop and they end up where they shouldn't be.
True enough. Everything drops after a while. Okay. So you had this done. And one of the questions I want to ask you as somebody who's had stuff done is because people are texting in and people always ask this same question. What if you get kind of addicted and you get one thing done and then another thing done and then another thing done and then another thing done? Did you feel that temptation at all?
No, not at all. Because what I have done is so subtle.
Yeah.
That, I don't look in the mirror and I don't have these big, as you say, like the trout pout lips and the frozen face. I look like me.
Yes.
But slightly fresher.
A fresh face is always good. Did your body change? Obviously, the weight loss would have changed your body, Audrey. But did it change hugely? People do talk, and I don't mean to be too prying, about excess skin and various things changing that, as well as you losing the weight and that being good, there's stuff that happens that you're obviously not as happy about.
Well, I was quite lucky that I wasn't left with too much excess skin.
Yeah.
Now, I did have a breast augmentation, so I had an uplift done.
Okay, fair.
I had laser treatment then on the scars for that.
Okay, to lessen them?
And it worked and it looks brilliant. And, I thought, why not look the best that I can? And if it means getting help along the way, go for it. And then, at the same time, while I was going through all that, my husband-to-be kind of up and left.
So you were on a journey of self-discovery or self-improvement, he left. That's an interesting thing.
Yes. So, I don't know did that spur me on then to keep going? I don't know.
But you did keep going.
But I did keep going, and I'm very happy. And if a little bit of work here and there helps, why not?
That's very interesting. The reason I say that's very interesting is that I was the doctor on Operation Transformation for years, so I saw people lose major weight over long periods of time. They could have been a year or two, and I saw people lose tons of stones. And there were people who had people in their lives that were thrilled for them. Oh, I'm delighted for you. But I also came across people who had people in their lives that when they were changing and improving things for themselves, people around them didn't always react well because people were all in their own little comfortable dynamic breaking out of your mold was a challenge. Tell me about that.
Yeah. Even down as far as friends, I've half the amount of friends I had when I was bigger.
That's very interesting.
People get really comfortable with you being, I hate using the word, but the fat one.
Good Lord.
You know, it's like you're
put you in a fat box.
Yes, and you know, she's a good laugh, and she doesn't care, like, because if you cared, you wouldn't be that size. And you know, people kind of make up their minds about you.
Do you think you were easier to dismiss when you were fat?
Not even dismiss, but I suppose people think you haven't got the confidence that they have.
And do you think that they having a friend that makes them look good, kind of? Is that what you're... I'm not trying to put words in your mouth.
I didn't want to say that, but yes.
Yes, but you will. That's shocking. But, yeah. So you had friends, instead of saying, fair play, look at Audrey, she's fabulous, yeah. She's lost 10 stone, she's got perky boobs, she's all up, she's gorgeous, and look at her emerging and becoming full of confidence. Instead of them being happy for you, they went, I'm not standing beside her anymore.
All of a sudden, I was dropped completely. Like, I wasn't asked anywhere. You know, instead of saying, oh my God, you should show off this new look.
That's weird.
No, I have my handful of friends that were there for the whole time. I mean, ones that came with me for surgery, you know, they're true friends.
Of course they are. Yes, absolutely.
But these other people, I you know, I'd like to get into their heads and think, well, I'm still the same person.
Of course you are.
I haven't changed. I haven't, you know, I didn't go through a big personality change other than I've stopped crying.
Ah, Audrey.
But that's it.
Was it very obviously we're still talking about getting work done and here you are talking about that. But also let's talk about you and your story. Was it very disappointing for you to find you were working on your own confidence and your own self-image and maybe on a journey to make yourself feel better about yourself, and that some of your friends, as you thought they were your friends, didn't come with you on it? Was that disappointing?
Do you know, not so much disappointing, but you know, kind of sorted the men from the boys, and you know, I thought, well, it's their loss.
Yeah.
They considered me a good friend for all those years, and they've lost one now. So,
Do you think they saw new Audrey as a threat in some way?
I think so.
Really?
Yes.
Goodness me.
I think, and I don't want to sound big headed or, you know,
but you're basically saying you're super hot now, is what you're saying.
Well, God, far from it.
I think you should own it. I think Audrey is super hot now is a good thing for you to say to yourself every day.
You see, I'm not that type of person. And that's the thing. If I was one that was going out flaunting everything that
flaunt it, babes,
look at me. I didn't. I was still quite like, you know, hide in the corner and don't look at me.
Really? Even though, yeah. I mean, 10 stone is...
I know. It's a person.
Well, it is. It's not much different to my weight. Do you know what I mean? So
exactly.
That's a lot of weight to lose. And do you feel the better of it now? I mean, I suppose you're someone who's done a lot of changes. You feel good?
God, yes. Yes. And then, like, it's back to the having fillers and stuff. I mean, if you've worked so hard, or even if you haven't and you just want to look good, what is the harm?
Yes, though there is that.
And everybody has an opinion, but you know what's best for you.
Yeah, I would be very, the only word of caution I would put on this is be very careful who you get them from, because fillers can go wrong. That would be my only, I don't mind people doing them or not doing them, but fillers can go wrong.
I have seen it.
Yes. So you need to
you need to go to reputable surgeons, doctors. Don't go to backstreet beauticians.
No, go to someone who can show you pictures of who else they've treated or those types.
Exactly. Or do you know, I've had people email me, message me because they've seen my pictures and they've heard me talk, and they're like, "Oh my God, I didn't realise you've had stuff done. Who have you got? You know, things like that. Do your research. Be cheeky."
Yeah. Do you want to tell us who you've gone to? Because I don't think that's a problem. You're not saying bad about them. You're only saying good things.
I went to, it was, oh my God, who was the last person? It was Enhance Medical. Enhance.
All right.
And it was Aisling Holly is the lady there.
And she did your fillers.
She's not the nurse. She's kind of like, she oversees everything.
But you felt it was all good, is your experience.
But because
was good.
I knew her, I trusted her with my life.
Good.
Because I've had my band and everything done with her companies, and you know, she recommends them.
Can I ask you a last question, Audrey? Obviously, you've changed a lot. You've lost a lot of weight. You've had some work done. Yeah. You've changed friends, or maybe consolidated your friends so that your friends are.
Yeah.
But you did mention that your husband to be, hadn't married him, that he disappeared during all this too. Did you dodge a bullet?
Well, I think so, because, I mean, I found out by Facebook that he had married somebody else while engaged to me with two children. So, yeah.
Merciful hour.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you more than dodged a bullet.
It really lightly like that, you know. That's I'm being very kind here.
There you go. What a charmer. Listen, I you know,
I'm telling you,
be careful what you wish for, because you might have just gotten it and you were lucky not to. Look, thank you for that, Audrey. That's a very interesting story. 10 stone weight loss, has had some work done, feels good and positive, but a lot of friends moved on during that journey, and indeed almost married somebody who turned out was marrying somebody else. That's very interesting. Someone says about this, tell that lady to go for it. I started getting work done in my late 40s. I'm 55 now. I do it twice a year. I cannot recommend my doc enough. Maybe tell us who your doc is, because a lot of people, their fear about doing these things is that they don't know where to go and they're afraid of going somewhere that they'll come out looking like Sylvester Stallone's mum. But anyway, someone says, female friends, Kira, can be so jealous. I lost weight and had a friend constantly say how gaunt and drawn I looked. Most said I looked right. And then she quotes stats saying most people pile it back on. Not a friend anymore. Ooh, that's a bit. Yeah, some people don't wish you well when you're doing well in your own head. But anyway, I suppose that's to do with them. Jane is also on the line. Jane, have you ever considered getting, that is the euphemism, getting a bit of work done?
Yeah, I have actually. And when I was younger, I thought, when I was looking around at older women, I thought, God, when I'm that age, I'm definitely going to have a facelift. Definitely.
Oh, really? So full blown, not just a bit of fillers. You're going for stretch and
because,
what have you.
I lived in Los Angeles for a while, and of course everybody there had work done very early on, particularly after the body work they had done after they'd had their first baby. Extraordinary how many young women went and had tummy tucks and everything else. It was very much part of the culture at the time. It probably still is, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But now that I am in my 60s, like the lady who wrote into you, I would say don't bother. I did do a bit of Botox back in my 50s. I honestly don't think it made any difference whatsoever. I think a lot of these things have a placebo effect. You feel good because you've had something done. But I really don't think it made a lot of difference to my actual looks.
Really?
Yeah, I really don't. And I actually had a friend who I was telling your researcher earlier, who had Botox done, and then she went on a flight and her face drooped. It kind of froze and it drooped, and she went back to the clinic and they said, oh yeah, you shouldn't fly after Botox.
Good.
Yeah, I mean,
they might have told her that before the flight.
Well, exactly. So she stopped. I mean, her face came back to normal, but her friends would meet her and say, God, what happened to you? Did you have a stroke or whatever?
Oh, Lord. I mean, and that's not what you're looking for with work.
I mean, that's the point. It's a dangerous thing. You're putting poison into your skin. You're putting botulism into your skin. I mean, I wonder what people are going to say 10 years hence when they hear about all these people putting poison into their skin. There'll be something else that they'll be able to do, which is much more healthy, probably, in 10 years' time. But getting back to my point to your lady who's got a family occasion coming up, I had a wedding of my daughter recently, and I just had very good makeup artist who my daughter arranged. And I looked stunning, I have to say. I felt so happy. And I just thought, gosh, you know, you can get very good facials. You can get very good makeup done. You can get chemical peels on your skin if you want your skin to look glowing, etc. I just don't think you need to have work done otherwise.
Okay, that's a very...
That's my view.
Yeah, no,
and
no,
also, Kira,
yes.
Don't forget, you're never fully dressed without a smile. If you smile a lot, your energy shines through, you know. It's very much about the person you are inside. And I know it sounds corny, but if you're very smiley and happy and out there, you definitely don't need work.
That's very interesting too. I take on board all the things that you're saying. The only thing I would disagree with you slightly about Botox. I know exactly what you're saying about it. It's the botulism toxin that goes into people's faces. But I think as much as we're all about detox diets, when it comes to vanity, I think people will continue to embrace Botox long term because they do like the lack of wrinkles that go with it.
Yeah, and look, if they want to do it, that's fine. I wouldn't judge them for it. As long as they're doing it for themselves and not for the man or their partner or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
As long as they're doing it for themselves to make themselves feel better. And I certainly agree with people who've got, like your lady who lost a lot of weight, she probably needed a bit of tightening up or something. Or if you've got a facial disfigurement, sure, go for it. Go and have plastic surgery or whatever you need to do. I wouldn't disagree with all that. But I just think with the particular lady who wrote into you was talking about having it for a family event, I say don't bother. Don't bother if you've got to this stage without it. Have, you know, get a good facial, get a good makeup artist, or get that done properly, and smile a lot.
Smile a lot. That's actually very, very good. Lastly, just, I mean, you're somebody who, as you say, you'd come through that culture in California. You'd seen it as it was very routine. Do you think the fact that you do sound like a very confident lady, that you're whatever age you are now and you're confident and you're happy in yourself. Is that the game changer? Is that why you would kind of go, I don't need any of this stuff done?
Because, well, yes, you're right.
Do you know what I mean?
I run inspirational talks. My company is seminars.ie. So I'm around these kind of very inspirational people all the time. And that is the key. If you're happy in yourself, you don't really need to consider all that stuff. Because it, beauty, there is no doubt, comes from within.
Okay.
So don't do Botox. Do a course.
Do a course with you.
With me. Absolutely.
And just lastly, because I'm interested, because it sounds to me like you came on a small bit of a journey on this. Would you have nearly been more likely to have done this when you were younger? But as you've gotten older and maybe more confident now, you're kind of going, here, those days are not behind me because you've given up the ghost, but behind you because you're no longer vulnerable to needing enhancement or
you've
whatever.
You've hit the nail on the head. Absolutely. I'm now a fully fledged, confident, happy in myself person. And younger, I was more insecure and more conscious of the wrinkles, etc., appearing, and I wanted to look better in myself. But you can do an awful lot without plastic surgery or Botox if you keep yourself fit and healthy.
Yeah, that's very true.
I know you're right. It has been a journey, and that there was a time where I would have definitely considered. I would have considered a facelift, for example, but not anymore. I just think that you grow into yourself, and being happy in yourself is really the best tonic of all. It really is. Really is.
And actually, listening to you speak, I have to say one of the most attractive qualities that anybody can have is not a lion-free face. It's probably confidence. I think that is something that stands to people.
And smiles. I mean, honestly, I really do think people should smile more. I mean, I think, you know, if you go to Italy or the more hot countries, they're smiling all the time. Go to India. Gosh, they smile. They're so beautiful. Whatever age they are, they smile all the time. And we need to learn that over here, even when it's raining.
And not worry about the fact that every time you smile, your face kind of wrinkles. Don't worry about that.
No, exactly.
Okay. Look, thank
you. Look at yourself in the mirror rather than draw your face back. Just look at your face in the mirror when you smile, and okay, you'll see wrinkles, but what a transformation.
There you are. Look, that's a nice, positive listener to talk to there. 5 through 6, we're talking about a lady who's texted in. She says, emailed in, she's in her 60s. She was wondering about getting work done. Jane says, no, just slap on a smile and be confident in yourself and be positive. That's all you need. If you're happy within yourself, you won't want anything done. But other people are definitely, certainly on the text line, saying, you do you. Why not? Why wouldn't you? I'd love to know what you think. 5 through 6. Now, you're very welcome to Lunchtime Live and Unscripted here. It's a Friday and myself, Kira, we're talking, 53106 is our text line number, about whether or not a woman in her 60s who's going to a major family event should get some work done. She'd like to enhance her looks and she's wondering what people think about it. And Trish is on the line. Trish, you're not a fan of this whole conversation around cosmetic help. Tell me why, and you're very welcome.
Because I think women look better in their natural state, basically.
Okay.
I just like the natural look. I just think there's so much fakeness. Oh, my God, the painted eyebrows and the flat, shiny foreheads and the big lips is just so unattractive. I think a lot of women don't realize how they look. Now, I can understand if somebody lacks confidence or something, that's why they do it. And I don't know who's going to tell them that it doesn't look good if they've got it done and it doesn't look good. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah.
I was going to put something to you, though. And what looks good is very subjective. So you think that it looks not great, the lips are a bit bigger or whatever, you don't like it.
Yeah.
But the person who gets it done, they might like it and it might improve their confidence. Is that a reason to do it?
Well, okay, yes, it is a reason for them. Like, I understand that part of it, but nobody, who's going to tell them that actually you think you look good, but everyone else is looking at you and going, oh my God, exaggerating maybe a little bit, but you know what I mean?
I do, except for I remember a conversation I had with somebody many moons ago and we were talking about this kind of thing. And I remember I said to them, oh, I don't like people who've had their lips filled. And they said, they laughed at me and they said, don't you? And I said, no, I don't like that look, that big lips look. And they said, you've never seen good lip filler, because if you have had good lip filler, you wouldn't necessarily know you'd had it done. And I went, oh, I'd never thought of that. We often, when we say, oh, things don't look good, we think about what we're thinking of is bad work that we've seen on the internet, or maybe we've met somebody or something. But not everybody who gets their lips filled have a big trout pout. They might just go from having very thin lips to having normal size lips. Do you know what I mean?
I do. But I have nearly an interest myself in looking at people, and I can tell if they've had work done or not. And obviously television is a huge thing. And I think I was watching a program there not too long ago, and there's a woman in her probably late 30s to 40s, and she was talking to a woman in her late 60s. They're the exact same lips. And it looked ridiculous. And it was highlighting just what's wrong with showing a little bit of age and experience.
Well, there is that. No, the thing is, we'll never not show a little bit of age, because no matter what we do to ourselves, you know, a 70-year-old isn't going to look like a 25-year-old.
Oh, no, but it's just the pulled look on their face. And I just think it's very unattractive. Yeah. And I think there's nothing like aging gracefully. If you're attractive enough already, you don't need to enhance it. And some women look fantastic, you know, without having any work done.
Oh, they do. Of course they do.
They age so gracefully and they look stunning. So I don't know why people... But there's just so much of it now. I can understand if someone has, we'll say, very thin lips, or they find some part of themselves very unattractive. But the ageing thing is just, I don't know, it's like people don't want to age. What is wrong with growing into your
skin? No, I hear you.
And into your own, you know. And people find, you know, we still find you attractive. I'm married to a man 10 years younger and he finds me very attractive.
Ooh! You know? I like it. You see, you're obviously very confident then. Not every woman could handle being married to a man 10 years younger.
Oh, handle. Yeah, that's a word, I suppose. Yeah, I can handle it, no problem. But no, that's not a problem.
Clearly.
That's not a problem. But I'm 57 and he's 47. So, and I think it probably keeps me young, actually. But I think it's all got to do with attitude.
Well, I think actually...
And having fun and just being open to new experiences and, you know, not... standing in front of the mirror often, just like I don't wear makeup. I will wear makeup going out or, you know, for an occasion. But other than that, I'm pretty plain and simple. But
You sound neither plain nor simple. In fairness to you, no, I like how you're rolling. But you see, thing is, I reckon you're very confident anyway, because I don't think every woman would be able to be married to a man 10 years younger comfortably, because I think she'd start to feel insecure, and you clearly don't.
Well, I don't. I think of it now and then. But, you know, he's bald and grey, for God's sake. He's gorgeous, but I think he's listening. Love you, Mike.
You're gorgeous. You're gorgeous. No, we're not.
We're married. We're together 18 years, married 15. So, no, that hasn't proved a problem.
That hasn't held you back in any shape or form.
Not at all. No. So I think if I came home Botoxed and, you know, lip fillers and a few... pulls and pinches. No.
Look, you know, you do you, and you sound like you're very happy and very confident. And that's the thing. I do think there's an element of confidence in all of this that people, when they're very confident, maybe don't buy into this, but equally other people maybe aren't as confident. And that's just kind of the way it is.
I think that's it. But I think they're doing plastic surgery because they lack a little bit of confidence.
They do, but how do you replace the confidence?
About their looks or whatever, you know.
Yes.
I'm not totally against, I mean, I have looked in the mirror closely sometimes and said, I wonder, would I? And I go, nah, forget it. you know, not a whole.
I love it. Nah, forget it. It's grand.
Yeah, grand. Okay, it is
look,
what it is.
Thank you for that. That's very interesting. There's a confident woman for you, Trish. Married to a man 10 years younger, wouldn't dream of getting anything done. Doesn't need it. Very happy in herself. My mother, interestingly, was married to a man 10 years younger than her. My father was 10 years younger. It was very unusual back then, too. I think it certainly takes a certain kind of confidence. Someone says, Ciara, I was completely against my partner getting Botox in her early 30s. I was worried about her looking plastic. She got Botox anyway. I thought she looked amazing afterwards. I consider it now myself. There you go. And Lizzie's on the line. Lizzie, you, interestingly, are turning 50 soon. How do you feel about your appearance? Are you someone considering work, or are you going, nope, I'm absolutely solid as I am?
How are you, Ciara?
I'm good.
So I suppose I'm a little bit in between both. Like one of your listeners earlier, one of your talkers, I've also dropped 2.5 stone over the last couple of years, which, you know, it's not a huge amount of weight, but it's changed my attitude towards how I look and how I feel. So
yes.
I feel amazing. And I'm really struggling with turning 50 because I feel like I'm only turning 30 in my whole attitude.
Good.
So I'm also like that previous talker just there. No, why in God's name would I go and inject something into my face or have a facelift or anything? Now, my husband says, love, you've been wrinkly since the day you were born. You know, he's a divil. He's a real Yorkshire man. And he says it like it is. And he says, you know, nothing you do in your face will ever work. Now, having said that, as I said, I'm turning 50 in January and I'm really struggling with it. But I was up in Dundrum Shopping Centre during the summer with my 14-year-old son. And I got absolutely roped into sitting in the chair of a stall that was promoting something called Dermy Eye. Now, I'm not in any way promoting this product, but I'm just, you know, telling you my story. And he was like, Mum, please, can we just go? It's a gimmick. It doesn't work. And I said, no, hang on. Just let me hear the lady. No, please. And I said, no, you go off now into H&M and go do your shopping while I sit here and get my 10 minutes free trial. So we were sitting there and she was, you know, it's a small little handheld device. It's called Dermy Eye. And I don't know who the company where it's sold by. So I sat in the chair for 10 minutes while she talked very beautifully in her Spanish accent. You're beautiful, but why not look more beautiful with this Dermy Eye? It can take years off your face and blah, 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 blah. So she did the little procedure. It's like a little handheld device, a battery run. You run it up your face towards the eye in a massaging motion.
I think I've seen this on Instagram ads. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Instagram
right?
Persecute me with ads for this kind of thing.
Yeah. So now, regardless, it was on off.
We haven't lost.
We shouldn't even talk about.
We haven't lost you, because I was just going to go. Don't go before you tell us what Dermy Eye does. Go on.
No, exactly. But anyway, I talked her down because she said it's on offer and it's this much. And I said I actually can't afford that because I live in a budget.
Yeah.
And she said, okay, give me a second. And she came back to me. Okay, we'll give it to you today only for this price if you come back to us today. So I went off and had a coffee with my son and had a think about it. And I said, you know what? I said, I'm turning 50, and this is a present to myself because I just feel, you know, my face is looking old. Maybe it's the weight loss, maybe it's the fact that I'm getting older. So anyway, I started using it.
Yeah.
And over the last couple of they said it's a guaranteed money back.
What does it do? What does it actually do to you?
It promotes the muscles in the face to work. Do you remember years and years ago people used to stick these things onto their tummy? That's by
Slender Tone.
I remember my friend Slender Tone.
Yeah.
It kind of works along those lines. So
it's like a little TENS machine.
Yes. A little baby TENS machine, and you run it up your face in a circular motion up towards the eye. And what it does is, it's like going, she said to me, it's like going to the gym, but for your face muscles.
And have you, I'm up against it time-wise, so sorry, Lizzie, but
okay.
has it made a difference to your face?
Interesting. Well, interestingly enough, my son, 14, who's very black and white and very skeptical like me about all these kind of things, he said, do you know what, Mum? I can really see a difference.
No. do you see it yourself?
A little. The bags are gone. The lines and the wrinkles are not gone. But the bags are gone. And the line down the side of the nose and the mouth. You know, that line that you get. Like
so you got like something out of it. You got some.
I definitely did.
Right.
But and I will use that every day now for the rest of my life. And I think it's a really good investment because I don't want Botox.
There you are. Well, on that note, if you're happy with whatever you're doing, then that's all very good. Thank you for that, Lizzie. 5-3-1-0-6. You hear what we're talking about? We're talking about people. Would you enhance yourself? Would you not enhance yourself? I don't know what to think. I kind of want people to be happy in themselves, to be honest. I kind of want them to. But then I think, I dye my hair. You know, I got my eyes lasered because I used to wear glasses. Who among us can cast the first stone on the lack of vanity front? I'm not sure that many of us can. 5-3-1-0-6, let us know what you think. We'll be back with more after this. Now, you're very welcome back to Lunchtime Live and Unscripted with Ciara here on News Talk of a Friday. We've been talking about all sorts, including cosmetic work, because one of our listeners emailed us and asked us whether or not they should have something done. They're in their 60s. Someone says, "Hi, Ciara, I've recently started looking into dating again after being single for over a year, and I was fairly shocked by how many women have had work done on all these dating apps. I might add that they generally didn't look like they needed anything done in the first place. I do hear some positive views on your show, but I would ask, do their friends and loved ones agree that the surgery looks good? Maybe the person who did it does, but nobody else? ? I suppose as long as the person is happy." I don't know what to think of it, but I get that we should all be happy in ourselves and not worry about this stuff. I also get that it does add to some people's confidence, and I don't think there's a hard and fast rule around any of this, really. Tina's on the line. Tina, you think people are too willing to throw money at the problem and just won't do the hard work. You're very welcome. How do you mean the hard work?
Yeah, I believe that there's a much easier, cheaper way to look good, and that's to get out there and get fit, and that people are far too willing to spend money rather than to put in the time and the effort. And I run, I'm an ultra runner, and I've just completed the Kerryway Ultra, which is 200 kilometers.
Yeah,
and
amazing.
I'm 53. It's a foot race, 200 kilometers and continuous. And I did it in 37 hours and 20 minutes.
Holy moly, Tina, yeah. You mad thing.
I know. It was my fourth time trying. I've been trying it for the last 4 or 5 years. I've been aiming for it. And I just put in more time and more effort, and it paid off, and I completed it. And people say I don't look 53. So, you know, that's my answer. And I wouldn't go near Botox or any of that stuff. I think it's crazy, but...
I totally take what you're saying, and I well believe you, and I imagine that you are as fit as a flea if you are somebody who is, as you say, able to run 200 kilometres, which is frankly bananas and impressive, but holy moly, you ran for 30, what, did you sleep?
Nope, you don't sleep. It's a race that's been going for about 6 years, and they're all over the place, but this is Builders Ireland's toughest ultra race. And it's down in Killarney, the Kerryway Ultra. It's on every year in September. And there's a whole bunch of lunatics that enter it every year. Probably 2/3 of them get to the end. And the other third sort of drops out along the way. But you can't sleep. You don't really feel the need to sleep either. You just kind of keep going, and you go through sleepy periods and more awake periods, and just
so you're running. Running. I know we're going slightly off topic, but you're running half asleep is what you're doing some of the time.
You are a bit, you know. You do have your sleepy phases, but a bit of Coca-Cola and coffee gets you going again, and just the whole sort of general adrenaline of it just drives you on. Really,
it's good Lord. Yeah. No, I'm sure at 53, being able to run 200 kilometers means that you are not a typical 53 year old, and you probably do look younger, because you would have, I'm sure you're very, you know, thin and wiry and all of those. You don't have the middle age spread and all that business. Equally, and that's a very extreme level to take exercise.
It is quite extreme. It is really. And I said to myself that was going to be the last long race. I was going to, you know, taper it back a little bit. But of course, the day after I finished, I just wanted to get out back out there and train again and see if I could go any faster next year. And partly because my husband, if he's listening, I beat him by 2 hours and 2 hours and 20 minutes when he did it a few years previous. And so he's coming back for another challenge at it. And so
good,
I have to go back again to try and beat him.
Listen, we opened this show with marital disharmony, but this is taking it to a new level. Competitive.
A bit of competitiveness, yes.
Good. Well, whatever keeps you happy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But even if it's a 5K or a half marathon or whatever, just to get out there and do a bit of training and exercise, and you meet great people.
You do.
Good for your mental health. you feel better in yourself and you get that rosy look without needing any makeup. So that's my feeling. And I'm horrified at the amount of makeup people wear. And but, you know, each to their own, and it's easier said than done. But just a little bit of motivation and getting out there just makes all the difference. And there's no need for any of that expensive stuff, I think. So
there you are. I'd say your runners cost a few, bub.
They do, but that's it, though. That's the only cost, really.
Yeah, no, I'm only teasing you. And it'll stand to you, and it is all that. Are you one of those people just slap on a bit of SPF and a bit of Vaseline and out you go?
What's SPF?
Sunscreen and Vaseline and out you go.
Yep, April to October, you have to have the sunscreen and get out there and that's it, yeah. That's and it. A big silly hat as well helps in the bad weather, yeah.
Look,
in the hot weather.
You know what, you're not wrong. And the thing is this, you're obviously happy in yourself, and that's the key to all these things. But look, thank you for coming on and saying all of those things. I do appreciate it. Wow. Running 200 kilometres. I can't. I'm far too lazy and far too easy on myself to do anything like that. Someone says, Kira, I'm 42. I'm a size 10. But after three large babies, I have I know what you have. You have diverged rectal muscles. You have a gap in between the two. Although I am fit and healthy, I have a pot belly that I would have if I was still 6 months pregnant. That means I wear all sorts of control underwear in an attempt to hold it in. It's the one thing in my life that upsets me. I don't know what to do. I'm in South Dublin. Thanks. Are you asking for permission for a tummy tuck? I don't think you need permission. I think do whatever you want to do. I'm not saying you should have a tummy tuck. I think, like the girl in Pulp Fiction who says having a pot belly is very attractive, I think everyone is attractive in their own way, but if you want to do it, do it. Why not do it? If it's something that's bothering you. But someone else says, Kira, my problem with plastic surgery is not that I want to get it done, because I really don't want to get it done, but I do find enormous pressure from my peers at 41 years of age to get something done. Do you? I'm in my 40s and if my peers are all getting stuff done, they're not telling me. And lastly, maybe on this, someone says, Kira, my wife is thinking about Botox. I'm against it because when the effect wears off, I think she'll be more unhappy with how she looks relative to how she looked with the treatment, and it will become a vicious circle. Yeah, but maybe she'll just have to keep getting it done. I don't know. You do you, everybody. Everybody just be happy. That's the thing. And what was it earlier on? Just smile a lot. Apparently that's the key to it all. Look, thank you once again, as ever on Friday, for being an amazing audience of listeners who are also talkers, who come on and steer the show wherever they want it to go, and I'm very open to where it goes. I'll talk to you after the weekend. Moncrief's up next. Do stay tuned. My thanks to my Fabo team. They're amazing on a Friday. It actually is really hard work for them. But for me, it's a ball, and I love it. And I'll talk to you Monday.